listening to The Realist Report. And now your host, John Friend.
All right, folks, welcome back to another edition of The Realist Report. This is your host, John Friend. Today is Wednesday, April 15th, 2020. Of course, my website is therealistreport.com, where you will find an extensive archive of these podcasts, as well as other radio programs I've participated in over the years. You will also find all of my blog posts and articles, a contact page, my Twitter feed, which is embedded in the right-hand sidebar of the website, and many other useful and important links. I am a regular reporter for American Free Press, America's last real newspaper, and I also contribute to the Barnes Review, the bi-monthly history magazine affiliated with American Free Press. Please do subscribe to these fine print publications if you do not already. Check out AmericanFreePress.net and BarnesReview.org for all of the details. All right, with that said, let me introduce our special guest this evening. Dr. Lorraine Day is joining us once again, this time to give us her take on the alleged pandemic caused by COVID-19, a so-called novel coronavirus that reportedly originated in China late last year. Dr. Day, welcome to the program. How are you this evening?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good. Yeah. Thank you for agreeing to come on the podcast. It's been a couple years since the last time you were on the program, and the last chat we had was excellent. I recently heard you on Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program, and I was as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh man, I need to catch up with Dr. Day, because what's going on right now is just totally out of control, total tyranny we're seeing unfolding right before us. With this alleged, you know, coronavirus pandemic, which is, in my view, and I think in yours as well, a total, I don't necessarily want to say a total hoax, but it's being exaggerated and overhyped to the extreme, and it's being used to justify a very tyrannical agenda that is benefiting, certainly not we the people, definitely the top corporations and the government and, you know, the World Health Organization and a number of these pharmaceutical companies and whatnot, topics that we will be getting into. But first, I wanted to just briefly read a section. It's basically it's Who is Dr. Lorraine Day over on goodnewsaboutgod.com, which is one of your websites.
Yeah.
You have, I believe, goodnewsaboutgod.com and then also drday.com.
Right.
And yeah, you have a brief little bio here, and I just wanted to read this just to give maybe new listeners just you know, an understanding of your medical background, your professional experience, and your knowledge in a lot of the topics we're going to be discussing today. And it says here, Dr. Lorraine Day, MD, an internationally acclaimed orthopedic trauma surgeon and best-selling author, was for 15 years on the faculty of the University of California, San Francisco, School of Medicine as associate professor and vice chairman of the Department of Orthopedics. She was also chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco General Hospital and is recognized worldwide as an AIDS expert. And it continues, your bio continues to talk about the AIDS epidemic in San Francisco and how you were really on the front lines back in the late 80s and the early 90s. You made a number of national media appearances and really became an outspoken critic on the government and media's coverage, really, of this alleged AIDS epidemic. And you've kind of branched out into a number of other alternative aspects of health, so to say. So just to get started, can you briefly just tell us about your experience in the medical field? Like maybe what are your key takeaways based on your experience working in this field?
Takeaways. Well, first of all, let me tell you, when I was speaking out about the AIDS epidemic, I worked with all these liars at the CDC and the NIH. You know, Fauci was around there, Julie Gerberding was around, and various others were around at that time, and they're all liars. I have the evidence to back it up. So I dealt with OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration. I dealt with Congress. I dealt with the House and Senate of various states. I dealt with the media. I was on 60 Minutes and Nightline and Oprah Winfrey. And I thought at first that they really wanted to know what was really going on with AIDS, but they didn't. What they wanted to do is, since I was the highest ranking academic surgeon in the country speaking out about this, what they wanted to do was destroy my credentials, but they never were able to do that. But so I've had experience with all of these people, and they're liars. Government's lying about everything. People say, oh, well, you know, they want to keep us safe. No, they don't. They want us dead. They want us dead. And if you think they want to keep you safe, I've got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. So I want to say, first of all, I was in San Francisco General Hospital and in the city of San Francisco at the time the AIDS epidemic exploded. Guess what? They didn't quarantine anybody. This is 100% deadly disease. Nobody got quarantined. If you talked about quarantining an AIDS patient, oh, you were a homophobic bigot, or you hated drug addicts, or some horrible thing like that. This is craziness what they're doing now. I want to say a couple things right to begin with. The coronavirus causes nothing more than the common cold. And I'm going to repeat that. The coronavirus causes nothing more than the common cold. And then people say, well, what are all these people dying of? They're dying of the same things they usually die of: heart disease, traffic accidents, cancer. But guess what? They're putting it all down as coronavirus. The hospitals are telling the doctors they have to put it down as coronavirus. And that's what makes the numbers look bigger.
Exactly. And incredibly, there's even mainstream news admitting this fact. In fact, I just retweeted a New York Times article. I think it was just yesterday. Let me see if I can find it really quick. Yeah, here's the headline here. Breaking news. New York City's coronavirus death toll soared past 10,000 after officials added more than 3,700 people who had never tested positive for the virus, but were presumed to have died of it. This is the New York Times headline here, basically telling you that they're engaging in medical fraud. And we have the director of, I'm not sure exactly what her title is, that she's the high-ranking lady that's involved with the coronavirus task.
Bricks,
yeah, exactly. I mean, in some of these press conferences, she's up there basically admitting that, you know, anybody that has symptoms of coronavirus and perishes is going to be considered coronavirus death.
Not even that. They don't have to have any symptoms of the coronavirus. Again, the symptoms are the common cold. They pick this virus. I'll tell you why they're doing this. First of all, they pick this virus because, first of all, if you test enough people long enough, you'll find it on everybody. Because there are at least a couple hundred coronaviruses, and there are rhinoviruses, and they all cause the common cold. So it's all over the place. But then see what they can say is, guess what? You can get it again. Well, yeah, of course you can get the common cold again. So they're going to keep doing this all the time, and until they get their total communist one world government in. The coronavirus pandemic is a hoax. It is a hoax. It is meant to cover up while they bring in communism to America. And what are they going to do with this cover up while they're keeping everybody home? First of all, I'm a doctor. Never in the history of the world have they quarantined well people. If you have an epidemic of anything, you quarantine the sick people, never the well people. So that should tell you, if anybody's thinking, that should tell you something is very wrong here. They are quarantining the well people. And of course, you know, yes, they want to keep you 6 feet apart. That's if you're wearing a mask. If I'm wearing a mask in the operating room, I have an open wound on your body, and I am 12 inches from your open wound with a mask. You don't have to keep 6 feet away from somebody when you're wearing a mask. This is absolute absurdity. Let me tell you this. Here's the problem. The powers that be have been dumbing down everybody for such a long time. Let's talk about how they've been doing it. First of all, they put fluoride in the water. Fluoride affects your brain, and it does not prevent cavities. Fluoride does not prevent cavities. I don't care what your dentist says. I was a dental hygienist for 10 years, worked my way through medical school as a dental hygienist. I bought into that lie a long time ago. When the fluoride was first presented to the Dental Association, they fought it tooth and nail. But they have brainwashed all of these dentists as well. Fluoride does not prevent cavities. Fluoride is a toxic byproduct of aluminum production that they're putting in the water so they don't have to pay to get rid of the hazardous waste. And it affects your brain. It dumbs you down so you cannot think. Fluoride is a major component of the general anesthetics that we use in the operating room, which take you from being normally alive and alert. And we put you into a coma in 5 seconds with a fluoride compound to put you to sleep for the operation. Fluoride is also a major constituent of Prozac and other of those mental illness drugs. So they've been dumbing you down for a long, long time. When you drink fluoride in your water, use fluoride in your toothpaste, use fluoride in your mouthwash, they put fluoride in the cavity, the substances they put in to fix your cavities. They're putting fluoride everywhere, and everybody can't think anymore. Plus, everybody's on drugs, some sort of drug. And if they're not taking a drug from a doctor, they're smoking pot or some other crazy thing, or they're excessive drinking, which destroys brain cells, it destroys liver cells. And so this is what they've been doing. And of course, they're dumbing down everybody in school so they cannot think. They're bringing in a one-world communist government. It's not just communism, it's Bolshevism. The difference between communism and Bolshevism is this. In communism, the ideal thing is the people own everything equally. That never happens. It's Bolshevism, where one group owns everything and everybody else is a slave. That's what they're bringing into America. So what are they doing? They're going to bring in a cashless society, so they can track every transaction online that you make. And if you are a dissenter against the government like me, they're going to just drop your number so out of the computer, so you won't be able to buy anything, including food or fuel or anything. They're also already starting to destroy the food growing areas. They're telling dairy farmers, sell your cows within a week or else we're going to close down your whole production. You won't be able to sell them at all. They're closing down meat packing units. They're closing down, you can't buy seeds. They're doing all these things. They're planning to starve us to death. Now, anybody who thinks that's wild, I want you to go on the web and look for Holodomor, H-O-L-O-D-O-M-O-R. That is the name of the Bolshevik Russian communist takeover of Russia and the Ukraine, where Germans were farming the Ukraine and they starved 10 million of them to death. That's what they're planning to do to us. And if you think differently, you just don't know. I have known for a long time that this was coming. Because, again, I got involved in the political situation with AIDS and I started studying. I had people from the lower levels of the Illuminati sending me information. When I started studying it, I realized this was coming along. So they're going to have a cashless society. They're going to eliminate the care for the elderly. Anybody over 55 or under 15, they're not going to care for them because they call them useless eaters. And this is setting the precedent because they don't contribute to the tax base. The coronavirus is of no consequence whatsoever. What they're doing is scaring you to death so you will take the vaccine. They're not going to let you out of your house until you take the vaccine, but the vaccine will contain infertility agents so you will never be able to have a child. Your children, if they get it, they will never be able to have a child. This is all part of population extermination, which the Gates, Bill Gates, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, George Soros, the Clintons, all of these people are part of it. And Trump is a part of it, too. Trump is a low-level guy. He doesn't make any decisions. The president hasn't made any decisions on their own since Kennedy. And what happened to Kennedy? Of course, he got his head taken off on international television as a warning to any future president, don't mess with us. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, ever since this really, I mean, at least when it came here, allegedly came, you know, and started impacting America, it was very, very, you know, I was very skeptical of it from the very beginning. Just because you see the way the media reports on it, it's clearly a major fear-mongering campaign. It's a big psyop by the media and the government. And we've seen, you know, in recent weeks, well, I guess really over the course of the past month, we've seen like totally scripted and fake news segments coming out, you know, from the mainstream media. They're using fake images, distorted images, you know, to sort of sell this idea that it's this, you know, this major pandemic taking place. We've seen all sorts of medical fraud. We briefly discussed that, how they're classifying deaths fraudulently as, you know, a direct cause of this COVID-19 virus. And they've outrageously exaggerated the claims about the potential lethality of the virus and the threat of the virus. And all of this, of course, is, you know, used to advance a number of tyrannical agendas, including shutting down the economy, creating this totally manufactured artificial crisis. And I think you're right. I mean, I think it is eventually going to come to, you know, forced vaccines. We're seeing, you know, all these high level people say, look, we can't, you know, really go back to normal. There will never be a normal anymore. This is a game changing event. Society will never be the same again. And it's going to require a vaccine in order for us to really fully reopen the economy. And I mean, it's like, wow, they're just openly saying this right now.
Yes, but again, you know, it's more serious than that. This is, it's not just like, well, things will never be the same again. There will be a return to some sort of level of normalcy, but it will be total totalitarian government. By the way, 9 of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto have been in our government, installed in our government for many years anyway. An inheritance tax, government control of education, government control of communications, graduated income tax, all those things are from the Communist Manifesto. So we've actually had almost a complete communist government for quite a while, but they haven't enforced it to the point of torture, taking people to camps, and people disappearing from their homes and all that. That's coming. That's coming. So what have they done by this? They shut down all the yellow vest protesters in France. They shut down the protesters in Hong Kong. They shut down the protesters in China, in Wuhan, China, who were protesting because they're going to have a big plant there for waste, and it will pollute the air even more than it already is. And as you said, they're faking things. I have a picture of a doctor intubating a mannequin. It's got painted on hair and a painted on eyebrow. Well, if they had plenty of coronavirus patients on respirators, they wouldn't have to intubate, put a tube down the throat of a mannequin. So, I mean, all of this is ridiculous. And yet the public is buying it hook, line, and sinker. And even after I say, first of all, there are several things people ought to know. Number one, as I said, the coronavirus causes nothing more than the common cold. All these people who are dying, no one is dying of the coronavirus. Secondly, you have to think about this COVID-19. Nobody ever asked, where did the D come from and what's 19 for? COVID-19. Now, the CO could be for corona and the VI could be for virus. What's the D come from?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was gonna ask you. Here, oh, I'm sorry.
C is for certificate. O is for of. V is for vaccination, and then it's ID. It's a certificate of vaccination ID. That's what COVID stands for. All right. Now, where did the 19 come from? Well, April 19 happens to be the beginning of the satanic a human sacrifice week. So whether something big is going to happen on April 19, I don't know, but that's where they get the 19. It's for satanic human sacrifice, which they plan to do to billions of us.
Wow. You know what? Let me ask you a question, because I was going to ask you about the origins of this. You know, they keep calling it like a novel coronavirus. COVID-19 is what it's known as. And it's being presented as a mutation of the broader category of coronavirus. Because as you said, I mean, there is such a thing as a coronavirus, right? There's different strands. And they've basically presented it as a mutation of it or whatever. You know, again, as you mentioned, the coronavirus in general is just simply the common cold, which makes sense to me. But what do you know about the origins in China? I mean, I'm looking back at some of the videos that were taken in China of people being locked up in their apartments and this sort of thing. I don't know if I believe any of this stuff. I mean, this could all just be a huge part of the media psyop relating to all this to promote this sort of fear and oh, it's coming to America, that sort of thing. So do you know anything about the origins of this virus?
It's been around forever. It's a cold virus. And the COVID-19 is nothing. It's not. It doesn't kill anybody, and it didn't come from Wuhan, China, any more than the bird flu came from birds, or the swine flu came from swine, or the Spanish flu came from Spain. It's all just poppycock. It's absolute baloney. They make up everything. I mean, I've dealt with these people. They are liars from the get-go. People think that, oh, our government wouldn't lie to us. They lie to us all the time. I've got in my office here, where I am right now, I've got a picture on the wall of William Casey, former director of the FBI, and a quote by him, which he said, "We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything every American believes is a lie."
Yep, that's exactly where we're at. Well, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk, like in the alternative media, about this potentially being like a bioweapon that was, you know, maybe made by the U.S. or made by the Chinese. And I don't buy it. I mean, I frankly don't buy it. But I'd like to get your take.
The thing is, it's the vaccines you have to worry about. The vaccines. First of all, vaccines have never worked. I'll repeat that. Vaccines have never worked. People say, oh, yes, they have. They just took care of polio and they took care of all these childhood diseases. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. The increase in childhood diseases was when the Industrial Revolution took place and people moved from the country into the cities to get jobs. And people, whole families were living under staircases or in one room with no windows. People were throwing their waste into the street. There was no sanitation. There was no fresh air. Children were working in the mines. 9-year-old children were working in the mines 12 hours a day. Everybody was sick. When they started having child labor laws, when they started having better sanitation, better housing, that's what brought the disease down. There's a great book by Suzanne Humphreys, a medical doctor. She wrote Dissolving Illusions. You can get it on the internet. She documents this completely. The incidence of these diseases went down by 95% before the introduction of any vaccines. When vaccines were introduced, up to 50% of the people who got the disease got it from the vaccination. In fact, polio, the incidence of polio, actually, what they did was when people were getting polio from the vaccinations, they didn't want people to know that. So they changed the name to aseptic meningitis. It was polio. They lied to the public again, not wanting the public to know that children were being paralyzed and adults were being paralyzed by the vaccine. Vaccines don't work.
You know, speaking of that, I'm looking at an article here from the Associated Press, a very mainstream establishment news organization. And the headline, this is from November of 2019. More polio cases now caused by the vaccine than by the wild virus.
Of course.
You know, further, you know, underscoring the point that you're making. You know, and could you maybe address just vaccines more generally? I mean, because to me, I mean, it seems like definitely a major, well, there's an element of, you know, population reduction, population control. But also, it seems like just this huge pharmaceutical scam, this huge industry that they created. And that kind of ties in with how this crisis is being exploited, this entirely manufactured crisis is being exploited by all the big corporations, by the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, they're the ones getting most of these government bailouts. It's not the people. I mean, most people got their $1,200 in their direct deposit today from Trump. That's nothing compared to the trillions of dollars that are going to these big pharmaceutical companies and big banks who continue to be bailed out every time there's a manufactured crisis. And not to mention all the money they've made over the years promoting these vaccines all over the world, including making them mandatory in a number of states here in the United States.
Well, there was no autism before the introduction of vaccines. There was no sudden infant death syndrome before the introduction of vaccines. Vaccines have destroyed the health of every country in which they are used. And that is the plan. Have you ever talked about who's actually doing this, or are you afraid to? I won't mention it unless you want me to. Who's actually doing this?
Oh, yes. Yes, Dr. Day. That's all right. Yes, we're talking. So look, I mean, it's international Jewry. It's an international organized Jewish organizations. Yeah.
International Jewry in their Talmud, their holiest book, it says even the best of all the Gentiles should all be killed. In Maurice Samuel's book, You Gentiles, he said, he's a Jew, of course, and he said, you Gentiles can't do anything to please us. We will never be pleased by what you do because we want you all gone and we want a world of our own. So that's the plan. That's the ultimate plan. And they want to do it and make money as they're killing us. And so when they were making antibiotics for a time, but they had to make antibiotics so strong that they were killing people. Nobody was taking them anymore. So they moved to vaccines. And they have vaccines that, that, you know, when I was a kid, we'd have maybe 6 or 8 by the time we went to school. Now they have to have 46 to 52. It is destroying them. Gulf War syndrome was, in large part caused by all the vaccinations given to the recruits. So vaccinations poison your body. They contain mercury, which causes cancer. They contain aluminum, which causes Alzheimer's. They contain cancer cells. They don't work. They have never worked. It's a con game from the get-go. So vaccines don't work. And let me tell you something else that will be startling to many people. Germs don't cause disease. The coronavirus doesn't actually even cause the common cold. We are covered with viruses and bacteria all the time. They're on our skin, all over our skin. They're in our nose. They're in our mouth. They're in our digestive tract, they're in our colon. They don't bother us until we make ourselves sick. Now, let me tell you this. If you see a dead animal in the road and a vulture is eating it, did the vulture attract the dead animal or did the dead animal attract the vulture? Well, obviously, the dead animal attracted the vulture. The dead animal attracted the cleanup crew to clean it up. If you have a garbage strike in your city and there's garbage out in your front yard that hasn't been picked up, it will attract rats and mice and insects and all that, flies. And so it is the dead and dying tissue that attracts the vermin to clean it up. The rats and mice do not attract the garbage pile. The garbage pile attracts the animals to clean it up. Well, it's the same way in your body. The bacteria and viruses are the cleanup crew. They don't cause disease. You cause your own disease. You cause your own disease by not getting enough sleep, by eating wrong, by eating too much sugar and paralyzing your immune system, by being angry and triggering your fight or flight reaction. So you pour cortisol into your body, which suppresses your immune system. You make yourself sick. And then the bacteria and viruses move in to clean up the mess. They throw the toxins into the bloodstream, and that's what gives you a headache and a runny nose and an upset stomach. The toxins that are thrown into your bloodstream by the cleanup crew. So germs don't cause disease any more than flies cause garbage. Flies do not cause garbage. Germs do not cause disease. Even the coronavirus does not cause disease. They did a study a few years ago where they took a number of volunteers. They had their bare feet put in buckets of cold water. They put wet, cold clothes on them. They blew cold breezes on them, and they put pure cold virus up their nose. Only 17% of the volunteers got a cold. because the rest of them, their immune system was working well. So it is not the virus or the bacteria that is the problem. It is your immune system. You see?
Yeah, so, interesting.
Yeah, so the coronavirus is, if you're in good health, it's not going to bother you at all. And if you're not in good health, well, then the coronavirus will move in, cause runny nose and a cough and all that, cleaning out your body of all the damage you have done to it. All right? So it is your friend. It is not your enemy. And on top of that, let me say again, never in the history of the world has any epidemic caused healthy people to be quarantined. You quarantine the sick, not the healthy.
Yeah. Well, and they've pretty much shut down the entire country, or at least major parts of it.
They want to destroy us. They're going to starve us to death. They're going to vaccinate people so they will not be able to have children because, you know, what have been Gates and all of these guys talking about? Too many people in the world. Look at the Georgia Guidestones. They have to, you know, have to kill 5.5 to 6 billion people, and they're starting it now. This is what they're doing. They're cutting down the food capabilities. They're cutting down the dairy, the gardens. Why is it that in one or two states they're not allowing you to buy seeds? What does that have to do with the coronavirus? All right?
Yeah, exactly.
You see,
well, and what's incredible is how literally, I mean, almost to a person, you know, all throughout the federal government, all throughout the state governments and local governments, everyone is on board with this agenda, with this, you know, shut down everything, keep everybody at home. At least for the most part, I mean, very few people have spoken out and criticized anything that the government has done in response to this alleged pandemic.
Because the Jews own everything. They own everything. The Rothschilds own the money supply of 192 of the 195 countries all over the earth. They own it. When they own the money supply, they own the government because they can create inflation. They can create depression, which is what they've been doing also with the Federal Reserve. Now they've got the coronavirus to blame for it instead of them. But that's what they want to do. They control. They want to control the world because they worship Satan. They worship Satan. And when I say that, I mean that. They worship Satan. The Rothschilds communicate directly with Satan. Now, maybe anybody listening doesn't want to believe there's a Satan, but I can tell you there is. And if you stick around long enough with what's going on in this country, you will understand there is a Satan, because these people are extremely evil. And so this is what's going on. They want to absolutely wipe out. God said to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And Satan hates humanity because humanity can reproduce. See, angels can't reproduce. Good angels, bad angels, they cannot reproduce. They were created individually. But God gave humanity, human beings, the ability to co-create and have children. So Satan hates that. And how is it manifested? One way, the destruction of the family. That's what the Jews want to do. Destroy the family. Destroy it. Promote transgenderism. Promote homosexuality. Promote lesbianism. Destroy the family. Take children away from their parents. And that's going to happen during this supposed epidemic as well. And child protective services are trafficking children that they take out of good homes and put in foster homes. These children are being sexually assaulted and abused. And so this is why Satan wants to destroy the family. These people, again, they worship Satan. There's child sacrifice. This is going on, and they cover it up. Jeffrey Epstein was not just a degenerate guy. He was a very big part of the Rothschild Israel circuit to make sure that every person in government was compromised completely with having sex with young children, or at least children under age. That was his job. And they protected. He's not dead. He's in Israel. He's in Israel being applauded as I heard an interview with the guard who said they took him out in a wheelchair and put him in a van, took him away. He didn't kill himself. And so all of these things, and I'll tell you one thing else too. I can guarantee you, from what I know about medicine, I've been a doctor for 50 years. I know what I know about medicine, what I know about the CDC a lot, what I know about organized medicine at the highest levels. They already have the vaccine. They already have the vaccine. And they're not going to let you know that, because then if they let you know so soon, then you would know that they planned the epidemic. So they've got to pretend like, oh, we've got to make a vaccine. It's going to take us a while to make a vaccine and all that. They have it. They're not going to do something this big, close down practically the whole world and not have their vaccine. Another thing that the vaccine will do, besides making everybody sterile, not able to have children, is it will have killing agents for the elderly, people who have taken a lot of drug medications and heart disease. It'll kill them. They want to get rid of the useless eaters. It may even have a chip in it. They can chip you through the vaccination. But also it will destroy your immune system. So you will be more prone to more diseases. It will destroy your immune system.
Right. Yeah, and isn't that pretty much what vaccines do in the first place? Could you actually kind of just break that down for people? Because, you know, there's a lot of people that have a really hard time, you know, understanding how vaccines work. I mean, what is the basic idea? Well, okay. Right. I understand that. But what's like the basic concept behind it in general? Explain why it's flawed.
The basic concept behind it, you see, if you get, let's just say you got a bunch of children and one kid gets the measles. All right. Well, when I was a kid, then that mother called up all the other mothers and they brought their kids over to all get contaminated with the measles. Because when you're a kid, you get measles, you're mildly sick for 3 or 4 days, and then you have lifelong immunity. Okay. Because you make antibodies against it and you have lifelong immunity. But when they inject you with something, they're telling you, oh, well, then it makes antibodies and you have immunity. But you don't, because you have to keep getting the vaccines over and over and over again because it doesn't give you immunity. And the people who are vaccinated, sometimes there are whole areas where everybody's been vaccinated and the disease comes back again. And that's because you're not making antibodies the way you would make antibodies if you got the disease in the normal way, instead of having it injected into your body. See, what they have never done is they say the vaccines are effective because when they inject them in people or in animals, you develop antibodies against that particular disease, and you do. But what they haven't tested is to see if those antibodies that are developed by an injection or even by oral medication, if the antibodies actually protect you from the disease that they're supposed to. And the answer is they don't. Because people get in communities where everybody's been vaccinated, they still get the disease. So the antibodies that you make are ineffective and keep giving you immunity towards the disease. So they don't work. Besides that, the body is designed to heal itself. If you get the flu, you don't need a vaccine for the flu. You get the flu. And the reason you get the flu is because you have abused your body by the way you're living, thinking, acting, eating, and handling stress. And so then you make yourself sick, and then the virus moves in to clean out your body. That's what you're supposed to do. So you go to bed, you drink a lot of fluid, you eat very light, and let your body get cleaned out, and then you're well again. But, oh, no, I don't want to be sick, so I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to get a drug. And then you stop the clean-out process. And then if you keep doing that, guess what? You go back one time and they say, oh, well, you have Parkinson's or you have cancer. And you say, doctor, how did this happen? And the doctor says, we don't know. These things just happen. But we do know. They don't know. I found out because I abused my body by operating night and day as a trauma surgeon, because when you have a gang war in San Francisco and you've got gurneys lined up with people who are going to be maimed for life or die if you don't operate on them, you can't just say, I'm tired, I'm going home. So I've operated 72 hours straight with no regular food, no sleep, drinking a lot of coffee, eating a lot of sugar to stay awake to do good things. But I still destroyed my body. and I developed cancer. In 1993, I developed breast cancer, but I refused all orthodox therapy. I didn't take chemotherapy or radiation because every doctor knows those both cause cancer. Well, I already had cancer. Why was I going to take something that caused cancer? You see, doctors work at the wrong end of every disease. And certainly when I developed breast cancer, I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. So cutting one or both of them off was not going to cure me. So I didn't do that. But I found that in the medical literature, all the causes for cancer are well documented, except nobody's ever put it together. First of all, it doesn't make any money because it's all lifestyle factors. It's the way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. And I developed a big tumor. If you go on my website at drday.com, drday.com, you'll see a huge tumor I developed. It started out small. It grew from a size of a marble to the size of almost a grapefruit in 3 weeks. I got sicker and sicker. I tried 40 types of alternative therapies. None of them worked. I went to 4 clinics in Mexico. All I did was get worse and worse and worse and worse till finally I figured out that there's only one doctor in the whole world who'll give you 100% guarantee that if you do it his way, you'll get well. And that's God. And he says, if you follow my laws, including his natural health laws, my commandments, all 10 of them, and my decrees, I'll keep you free from every disease. But you see, you have to be willing to change everything about your life. You have to change radically your diet. You have to get sunlight, fresh air. Do you know that a woman can reduce her risk of breast cancer by almost 70% by doing one thing that's free? And that is 4 hours of exercise a week, not a day, a week. Do you know that it's documented in medical literature that cancerous tumors grow twice as fast if you're breathing indoor air as if you're breathing outdoor air? Do you know that it's documented in the medical literature that the healing hormones are produced in the body between 10 p.m. and 2 o'clock in the morning, but you've got to be asleep? You can't. They will not form if you are awake. You have got to be asleep. Do you realize that when you are angry, when you have lack of forgiveness, when you're holding grudges, when you have fear, anxiety, and worry, you trigger your fight or flight reaction, which every doctor knows about, and it pours adrenaline and cortisol, which is cortisone, into your body that suppresses your immune system so you cannot fight disease. So all of these things cause cancer. And what I did, instead of working at the wrong end of cancer, they're always trying to cut it out or burn it out or poison it out, and that usually kills the patient. What I did is I changed everything about my life, so I deprived the cancer of what it needed to grow. I deprived the cancer of what it needed to grow, even though I had this gigantic tumor on my chest. The tumor died, and the body resorbs it. It took a long time for this to happen, but it's been 27 years since my diagnosis. I'm totally well, cancer-free. I don't take any drug medications. I haven't been to a doctor in 27 years because doctors don't know anything. That's why I became a trauma surgeon, because if you're shot or stabbed or run over by a truck, I can put you back together again. That's not a disease. That's not caused by the way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. Diseases are. I've been totally well, cancer-free. I still work full-time. I have the energy of a 30-year-old. 2 months ago, I turned 83. I'm not all wrinkled up, because what's the difference between a prune and a plum? Well, water on the inside, not the stuff you put on your face, on the inside. And when you're stressed, it's very dehydrating. When you don't drink enough water, it's very dehydrating. When you drink coffee or caffeinated soda or alcohol, it dehydrates your body. When you eat animal products, meat, poultry, and fish, they contain no water and no fiber. Your body has to take huge amounts of water to digest them, and then they rot in your intestine. They form toxins, and the blood vessels distribute those toxins to every place in your body, making your cells sick. Then the bacteria and viruses have to move in to try to clean it up. You give yourself disease. Cancer is a curable disease. The cure for cancer is known. I did it. But see, what people don't consider it a cure if you have to do anything. They just want to take a pill and continue their life as usual. You can't do that. A year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I had quite a severe tremor. I noticed when I was getting well from my cancer, all my Parkinson's symptoms went away too. And that's when I realized that all these diseases are caused by the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. But you see, when people don't have any wisdom, they're looking in all the wrong places for cancer cures or any other kind of cure. Do you know, in 100 years of Nobel Prizes in medicine and science, they have never found one cure for any disease in 100 years? In 100 years of NIH, National Health Institutes of Health funding, $1 trillion, hundreds of thousands of researchers over 100 years, they've never found one cure for one disease. And yet I was able to completely reverse my cancer after having been diagnosed by biopsy at Loma Linda University and Scripps Hospital in San Diego that I had cancer of the breast, and I'm totally well, cancer free.
Yeah, that's incredible. And this was a topic that we discussed pretty extensively in the last podcast. And I totally agree with you. I mean, I think that the body's immune system has a potential to overcome any sort of disease, right? I mean, I think I'm totally on board with that.
That's a way you're only going to protect yourself from whatever comes along, including 5G, because 5G can be detrimental to cells. The healthier you are, the more resistant you are to the damage done by 5G. So people say, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Get your body well. Go to my website at drday.com. Learn how to get your body well. But you're going to have to be willing to change everything about your life, which I did. But nobody has to be sick, and nobody has to get really old. So you don't have to get old and wrinkled up just because you have more years on you. You don't have to just sludge yourself around and just shuffle around because you can't stand up and you have to have a cane. You don't have to do that. You can be totally well. So this is the way you protect yourself from anything they bring at you. And people, so you cannot separate this plan of how to be well from what's happening here, because they have chemtrails. You got to get rid of the fluoride. You've got to stop eating anything GMO. You've got to start eating natural. People say, I take a lot of supplements. Supplements are made by man. When I first had cancer, I took a bunch of supplements. My tumor grew because they're not natural. God made food. I eat food. I eat organically grown food without pesticides in its natural form. I don't take supplements. Supplements are made by man. They take one ingredient, they hype it all up. The body looks at it as a drug because it's not natural. So people say, I eat at all these food chains, but I take supplements. That's not going to do it. There are no quick fixes to being well. You got to spend the time to do it. But I can tell you it has tremendous rewards in the long run. I was sick for 2 years, getting worse. I was bedridden for 6 months. At one point, I was not expected to live through the night. And now I've been totally well and cancer-free for almost a quarter of a century. So you can be well. If you want to protect yourself from what they're going to bring at you, get your body well and stay away from doctors, because they don't know anything except to give you harmful drugs, which have all sorts of side effects. Vaccines, stay away from the vaccines. However, you're going to have to make a stand here. Because I'm not going to let you out of the house without vaccines, and I'm not going to take them. And they'll say, if you don't take them, we're going to put you in prison or put you in a FEMA camp and force you to take them anyway. But I can tell you this, if you take them to stay out of prison, then you are under your own protection and you're out from under God's protection. If you refuse to take them and they force you to take them, put you in prison and hold you down, God can inactivate it if he wishes, but he's not going to do it if you just take it to stay out of prison. So there is a spiritual element in this too. And again, spirituality is very important, because when you are angry at somebody, you're killing yourself. You have to learn how to forgive, because if you don't forgive, it has a major negative impact on your own immune system and you kill yourself slowly with it.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're right. And I agree with everything you've said. And going back to the vaccine issue, so it's just to kind of recap, it's basically an artificial, you're artificially inserting a man-made virus into your system. And the idea is that your body overcomes it and produces the antibodies to protect you in the future. But that's really not happening at all.
Well, you're
with
not
any of these vaccines. And not to mention, there's a number of side effects right, that are very dangerous and very harmful, at least for a lot of people.
Yeah, but you're not injecting something that's artificial. You're injecting a whole lot of harmful, toxic substances into your body, and they don't help you. They weaken your body. They weaken your health. They weaken your immune system, and they don't work to prevent you from getting disease. Not only that, you know, you get the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine is made from last year's flu. They don't even know what's coming around this year. So it doesn't really protect you at all, even if it even if vaccines worked.
Right.
But this is going to make me sterile.
Yeah, and even the way the COVID-19 virus is described, even like by the mainstream, it really impacts older people and people with compromised immune systems. And again, you look at like, you know, I've been following like local news reports here in Southern California about the numbers and who's dying and how they're dying. And it's almost always somebody that's elderly in, you know, their 70s or 80s. And it almost always says right in the news story that they have one or two or three or more, you know, other conditions, you know, other illnesses or diseases that they're dealing with as well. So there's a lot of factors that play into it. And that alone should make people start scratching their head. Like, why are they promoting a vaccine for, you know, a virus that even according to the CDC itself is really basically, I mean, you look at the way it's described on their website, and it is essentially the common flu or the common cold. And it even says right in the mainstream source that, you know, most people overcome it naturally. You know, it's incredible, like how they're promoting this, and a lot of people just go along with it. But people don't stop and think about these things. They're blindly accepting what the media and government are saying, and you know the propaganda associated with it is very traumatizing and fear inducing. And you know, look at where we're at right now. You know, people are going to be lining up to get this damn vaccine once they roll it out. That's what's going to be the sad part.
Well, one thing you said, I have to, and I think you said it by mistake when you said it's impacting the older people. Let me say again, the older people are not dying of the coronavirus. The older people are dying from what older people die from: heart attacks, congestive heart failure, COPD, cancer. They're dying from that. They are not dying from the coronavirus. This is all a lie. Even though it's older people who are dying, the reason older people are dying is that's who dies anyway. All right? So the coronavirus is not killing them. It is not killing them. All of these, you've got to realize these people are lying. Are you also aware, if you want to really know the agenda here, that the government can legally kill Christians just for worshiping Jesus Christ? That bill was passed in 1991. Are you aware of that?
Yes, you're referring to a lot of the Noahide laws.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And my husband was in Congress the day that was passed, and all the congressmen were told to go home. There would be no more votes, and four stayed back to pass this under the radar for the Jews. It was under the guise of a happy birthday celebration for Rabbi Schneerson. It was called Education Day. And what it was is a plan to kill Christians and virtually all Gentiles. And anybody who worships Jesus Christ is going to be beheaded. They're going to be decapitated. They've got guillotines in the FEMA camps. And by the way, if anybody knows anything about the ICD-9 coding book, which is the coding book put out by the World Health Organization, which every hospital and every doctor's office uses to bill from, because it's got every possible diagnosis in it. They have added to it decapitation by guillotine. There's actually an ICD-9 code for billing. I don't know who they're going to bill, whether it's the patient's family. We're going to bill the patient's family for killing them. But there is an ICD-9 code in this book that is in every hospital, every doctor's office. So decapitation has gone mainstream now.
Wow, unbelievable. Well, I wouldn't be surprised, considering the same people that were responsible for the Bolshevik Revolution and all the bloodshed and tyranny we saw there are basically their cousins, their, you know, their distant relatives here in America now. I mean, they've taken over all of Western society.
the same group. It's the same group. They're not distant cousins. It is the same group. It's the Rothschilds and the Schiffs. Jacob Schiff was an agent of the Rothschild. He's the one that helped bring in the Bolshevik Revolution. It was paid for, funded by the Wall Street bankers, Kuhn Loeb, Morgan Chase, all of those. It's the same group. They're not distant cousins. It's all the same families.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. It is the same group of people essentially that are behind all of this. And it's easy to see that if you can actually think critically and, you know, think for yourself and investigate this stuff. That's what's so amazing to me is we have so much information available at the click of a mouse nowadays. And, you know, yet, you know, a lot of people are still just blinded and totally brainwashed by the Jewish media. And right. I think that's, you know, we're going to wrap up here in just a second. But to me, really, that is at this point, the one of the main problems is just the way the media is so powerful in shaping the narrative and controlling information and really just deceiving everybody and psychologically exploiting people. And, you know, we certainly see that with this alleged pandemic, the hysteria being promoted, the fear mongering, these incredible allegations being made. I mean, just what was it? Not even a month ago, the governor of California, where we both live, he was out there saying like 25 million people in California alone would have this virus by May, right? And I mean, the numbers are nowhere near that. I mean, by any stretch of the imagination. So these people can just get up there and lie, and the media promotes it, of course, and goes along with it in order to advance all of this.
In the protocols of the Elders of Zion way back 150, 200 years ago, they said we're going to get control of not only the money supply of every country, but the media. And they've owned the media for years. Virtually every network is owned by the Jews. So they got that in place before they started doing this. This is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. There will be a certain amount of normalcy that returns. But again, people are going to be sicker and sicker and sicker, particularly if they take the vaccinations. And they're not going to be allowed to work. They're destroying the food supply. They're destroying hundreds of thousands of small businesses. They're destroying America because they want the world for themselves, and they're only 2% of the population, so they don't care if everybody else dies.
Yeah, well said. And I'd like to say, I mean, at this point, we're going to wrap up, but really, guys, prepare yourself, get yourself healthy, eat right, you know, all the things that we kind of talked about over the course of this conversation, and turn off the TV and start thinking for yourself. The people that listen to this program are, of course, already doing that, but, you know, we definitely got to get more people on board with this. And really, that's what it's about. It's about being able to think for yourself and not just blindly accept what the media and the government are saying. So, Dr. Day, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. You've always got a really powerful analysis of what's going on, certainly with this alleged pandemic. So, thank you very much. We'll have to do this again in the future.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.